All right, here we are with Mr. Dews, head librarian of the Ellison Library, and guitar aficionado, blues man, renaissance man.
That's enough.
Holding a national guitar, one that he's brought with him from home, and it was such a neat instrument. I saw it in his office, and he played a little for me, and I wanted him to come in here in the studio and tell us a little bit about it. So what have you got there, Mr. Dews?
Yes, this is a national tricone polychrome, and I got this in the 90s, and it's based on some really early instruments that were made in the 20s and 30s. The National Guitar Company made these guitars, which are officially called resonators. Some people call them steel guitars, but they're not, of course, the pedal steel guitar.
And they're called resonators because they make a louder noise than a typical...
They're quite loud, and they were preferred in a day before electric guitars for a noisy venue where there was dancing, hollering, and other noise-making incidents.
Carrying on.
They were preferred because they could be heard. They are quite loud, and the reason is the body is made out of metal, and it does have a wooden neck, but the rest of it's metal, and here where the sound hole ordinarily would be in a guitar are three aluminum cones that are placed in there precisely to give it this really quite loud tone.
And this that slide you made there, you've got something on your finger. Tell
right.
us about what that
and is. This is, there's a certain style of playing on the resonators. It's called bottleneck slide. And initially... And still, some people prefer a glass slide. This one is metal, but it's made to look like the neck of a bottle. And so people took, the old blues masters took a whiskey bottle or other bottle and took the neck off of it and sanded it down and put it on their finger and used it to make these slide movements.
Telling me earlier that guitar is tuned in a particular way so that sliding up and down makes a different sound or makes it a harmonic sound.
Right. And this often these guitars were played in open tuning. They call this detuning that I'm in open D. Some people call it Spanish tuning. And very easy to play with from a certain perspective because...
it's open because it's you don't open. Have to put
right.
your fingers
no,
on
it. No, you don't have to fret it at all to get a D chord, and then you can get these harmonics and you can bar it. But you can still fret it if you really want to. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite versatile even though it's limited if you compare it to standard tuning.
In other ways.
Which you can play in any key that you want to. Right.
And so those machines then, I mean, this style of playing, this style of guitar really came about during a time when, resources were limited. I mean, it sounds like a really creative way to make a loud noise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also that slide method seemed like something that maybe someone discovered one night with a with a broken bottle or something.
Could have been that, and I think people used different things to get a different sound, and sometimes it was a pocket knife, or sometimes it was a bottleneck. It could have been... also a bottle cap, for a drink bottle cap that was used. Various things were used, and the Delta bluesmen really liked the slide sound, and they used it a lot. And it was used as a sort of a posture to their regular playing and singing. So they would sing and play regularly. Put those in, and so just for emphasis.
It reminds me of a type of music without a regular beat, that sort of thing. You'd sing a phrase,
right?
You'd play a little bit, and then you'd maybe come back to it whenever you were ready.
Right. It was totally improvised, and it was not metronomic. It was quite irregular, and it had a beauty all its own.
And how did you get into playing a music?
I became fascinated with this sound, and some of the rock guitar players did some of this on an electric guitar, and they tuned to these open tunings, and they sort of recreated that sound. And
like I think Duane Allman?
Duane Allman and Eric Clapton both did that, and other really famous guitarists did it, and they tried to reach back to some of the roots blues people of old and see what they had done, what kind of tunings they had used, and how they used it. And they added their own inflection on it, but it was based on that. And so, that's very interesting that it has evolved in that way.
And do you play this instrument when you play gigs or when you record? Do you prefer using this particular type of instrument?
I like this instrument for a lot of things. For instance, it's great just as a solo instrument on some solos. It's also very good if you have a song which has other instrumentation, particularly a bass and guitar, a regular guitar, then this can be a complement to that, mm-hmm. which is very nice in small doses. You know, it can be overpowering, but I like that, and I have gotten into a few things that I'm doing where I'm actually singing with this guitar. Mm-hmm. So that has come very slowly for me because it is so overpowering that it's hard to get your voice to work with it for me.
What about like the harmonica? I know you play a harmonica.
Yeah, I haven't tried to do that with this. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm sure it could be done. But.
And you've got you have other guitars of this style, right?
I have another national guitar. It's called the National El Trovador, and it's supposed to be an exact replica of one that was made in the early 30s. Mm-hmm. And it's a wood body resonator, but it has a metal resonator over where the sound hole would be.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like right there on your guitar, yeah, I'm looking at it, it's got the like a metal grate
right
over where you would typically see on an acoustic guitar, the circular hole there.
Right.
So then you're saying on the wooden body guitar, it has that same thing there.
It has actually a round, it looks like a dobro or a banjo. Mm-hmm. It's a round metal piece that is a resonator and gives it this really powerful, punchy sound.
Cool.
And,
that's
so,
cool.
Yeah, but it's much easier to sing with it because since it has a wood body, it's mellow in its sound. Mm-hmm. It's not as harsh as this one.
Yeah.
So you don't get this real tinny sound.
Right.
You get a loud sound, which has some metallic qualities, but not nearly as much as this one.
Yeah. Well, you want to play us a tune?
I'll play a little something here, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Glenn.